All right, so here's the beginning of this thinger. So I'm gonna just sketch out some stuff here. So basically, what's happening is I'm just kind of brainstorming and thinking about what I'm gonna do. I kind of stop and look at some reference material at this point, and basically, keep looking around and trying to get inspired. My initial doodles don't really yield anything. I find something finally, and then I proceed to make a few doodles. I think I did two sketches. So here you can see I'm doing this in a kind of silhouette form. I'm mostly doing this so I don't waste too much time getting into details. I can also get a better idea of the silhouette when I'm doing this, and the kind of the mood or attitude of the image. Here I'm kind of scaling, rotating, doing some quick fixes to see if it changes how I feel about the drawing, and kind of more image viewing and reviewing material. At some point, I pick the one on the left. I think that's going to come out in a few seconds here. Yeah, pretty much I've picked this one here, and I start drawing. Now, here's the thing: that foot on the right, I end up getting a completely fine foot. But I overcomplicated it because I curved it and made it really kind of hard to pull off. So I ended up trashing it. It's not a big deal because the fix I used isn't that bad. But sometimes you come across and you have a good idea and it's good and you kind of ruin it later down the road. I actually end up sketching this more than I normally would, and that's just because lately I've been really focusing on ensuring my faces and heads look a lot better than they normally do. So, see me, I don't want to say struggle, but definitely overwork the head. Maybe not make sure everything kind of fits in the right spot. I don't know if you should need to go this far. I'm kind of making sure I don't have to worry too much with my inks. There's a give and take relationship when you're working with your under sketch, where you want to spend time inking and where you don't. So sometimes you want to, just have everything go down really quick when you're inking and not think too much. And sometimes you think you can get away with just a really light concept and get the inks done very quickly and easily. Here I'm going to struggle with the foot for a while. I'm even going to get a little pattern and a design in on the foot, and then I'm just going to say, fuck it. Really, the issue is it was just going to be too much work to try to find a reference and make that angle work when a different angle looks just as good. It's not to say you shouldn't, solve some of your problems or avoid them, but sometimes there's a limit to the amount of effort you're willing to do. Here I'm just kind of, man, re-looking at this, I'm kind of redoing a lot of the lines, and this is just a perfectionist side of me that's kind of doing this stuff here. Here I go with the feet. Yep. Gonna get those feet. I'm gonna stop at some point and come a little quicker and easier for me. Here I do my little squiddy shapes, which end up being trashed. That's kind of well when you're processing, even if you commit a lot of time to something, if it doesn't work, it just doesn't work. So at this point I stop, and then I'm just gonna resketch the whole concept down here, right here. And what am I doing? Oh, I'm probably looking at some reference material, or some breaks. I did take a few breaks, so it might be some pauses. Here I'm kind of breaking down the shoes. And I'm gonna probably do the same with the laces on the other side, if I remember correctly. Here I go. Break that down. Laces. It's kind of weird to watch this to see where my pauses happen. That's a pretty long pause. Probably another break. There we go. Back to inking the shoes. This is all in a separate layer to make sure that, I can erase behind where the laces are without having to do too much lesson work. I usually work on tutors. When I'm inking to make sure. Sometimes 5-6, depending on the complexity. At some point I merge. I usually don't merge facial features and blushes, other little tiny details like that that I end up wanting to color without too much fuss. Head here becomes a bit of an issue. I think I was just trying to really get it to more look like the character. So I have to draw a head wider than I'm normally comfortable drawing. So there's a lot of redrawing. And this is a thing you have to watch for, and I try to catch myself, is when you're doing, if you're spending too much time redrawing or re-inking, it's because your sketch is bad. So just go back to your sketch and fix your sketch. Don't do sketch work in your ink phase. It's just too painful. And it causes a lot of issues, and it costs you time. Here are the eyes. I should have detailed them more instead of having to rework them so many times. Here I'm kind of repositioning everything to just kind of look better without having to redraw. Man, I am repositioning the hell out of that. But, you know, the eyes are so specific. If you, the difference between really nice looking eyes and kind of crappy eyes is a few millimeters. So you gotta work on making sure everything looks good in that. And it's worth putting that extra time in the face, I think, to not do what I'm spending more time doing, which is kind of drawing the fan in, or the viewer in, with the facial elements being more focused on. And it's pretty dumb to not really do that, really, if you think about it. That's the only part really people get drawn in first, and the rest is kind of a support to this, really, in the long run. I think this is another little short break. So at this point, I think I'm done the inking process. I'm about to do some coloring. There's going to be a screen shift. I think I'm going to be showing you my actual desktop. And not my desktop, but at least my layer menu, so that we have a better idea of what's going on in the layers. So we'll see what happens when that shows up. This part's a little slow for some reason. I'm just gonna wait. Oh, there we go. So I'm gonna get the negative space, flip, fill, lock the layer, get all my colors in real fast. Mostly using the brush filling technique I've shown in some of my tutorials. Get everything in there, done. At this point, I'm kind of making sure all the colors work, so I'm going to put in some initial colors, see how they feel, and then tweak as I go. At this point here, I think at some point I decide the shirt needs to be another color. I didn't like the whole one tone thing with the shirt. I think it's right here. Yeah. So then I change the color right here. So when I'm doing my coloring here, I do it to see how I want to do my volumes. And then I kind of start refining. The thing with cell shade is it's a really light, you really want to just work on having pools of darkness, pools of lightness, and small highlights between that. Otherwise you get that kind of cookie, more like a splotchiness. And you're kind of playing between geometric shapes, giant geometric, and kind of accentuating your details. At this point, I don't mind the green thing. I think it looks cool. I could have probably left it green, but I wanted to do some more stuff with the skin. So once I'm done doing this here, I'm actually going to select all the skin, and I'm going to colorize the skin a bit. And then I'm just pocketing it. Actually, here I'm kind of colorizing that line a bit to get them to look a little more. Here's some more effects, put some effects on top, mostly gradients. I'm going to focus a bit on the eyes, make sure they look really nice. Usually using overlays and Lumi shades to kind of make the eyes pop a little more. Add a few extra details. Shines mostly, get them in the right spots. And I'm pretty much, yeah, pretty much nearing the completion here of the. That's it. That's pretty much it. I mean, I think I put a little splash effect in the back here to make it like more complete looking without making too much extra work for myself. And then here I'm using my gradient and then building the an alpha blend so that it blends out in the edge. And that's it. We're done.